By the throttle. Play our Bucks and Bikes Swipe to Win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Win free slot play, cash, fuel, prizes, or his and hers Harley Davidson Street 750s. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings Thursdays at 7 p.m. for cash and fuel. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes. Or his and hers Harley Davidson's. Not one, but two. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. It's never about the destination. It's the getting there that will stay with you. Now, let's make it happen and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our Bucks and Bikes Swipe to Win promotion, where you could win his and hers Harley-Davidson Street 750s from Redding Harley-Davidson. Final drawing Thursday, October 27th. Cash up for grabs, too. Bucks and Bikes Swipe to Win. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. For details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river and on a Harley-Davidson.
The Dana Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
Trump's major complaint about the election is not polls. It's not at the poll level. It's at the news media level. This election is being rigged by the national media, who are doing everything they can to suppress bad news about Hillary and everything they can to maximize bad news about Trump.
So I have new polling for you today, too. We got quite a bit to get into, a number of things to check off, new things, all kinds of polling that's rolling in now. And, of course, this is going to be not just post-debate, but it's also post all the other stuff. We're going to get into that. But happy Monday to you. I'm Dana Lash. This is The Dana Show. So the big thing that's coming out right now, and we were talking about this last week, is this idea that I told you last week, I don't know why people are shocked about media bias. And we explained last week the anatomy of a trap. We got into all of that last week. I'm not quite sure why anyone is still surprised that there exists media bias. I have been talking about media bias for the longest time. Media bias is something that exists. It shouldn't surprise anyone. Everyone keeps going, journalism is dead. Well, now journalism is dead. Journalism's been dead for quite a long time, particularly if you're defining it by whether or not someone can deny their preference and wholly report objectively, which that's so rare for so many individuals. So many journalists, they do have preferences. Some are more professional about just delivering the facts than others. And that remains, that's the biggest problem. The other thing is that our society rewards journalists who make themselves part of the story. They reward journalists who do so. So there is an incentive to make yourself part of the story and to get attention for yourself because it's a fast track for a bigger byline and to get your stuff above the fold. The more sensationalist it is, the more widely read it is. That is what our society rewards. And so as a result, the news industry, of course, it's an industry just like anything else. When it sees that, that's why it goes for the so-called clickbait. That's why they go for the so-called sensational stories, because society rewards it. They have rewarded it, and they're going to continue to keep rewarding it, because that's not a problem with media. That's a problem with what we read. It is a problem with what we choose to devour. We have to realize at some point, as a society, we have to start taking responsibility and realize that we're culpable for some of this, because if it was unsuccessful and it didn't get eyeballs, it wouldn't get published. If it bleeds, it leads. There's a reason why that is a saying. So the media bias, and that was Newt Gingrich that you heard discussing all of that on the Monday, the Sunday talk show circuit. Now, Trump is saying that he's saying the media is rigged against him. And I'm like, duh. Does a bear deuce in the woods? Of course. Does it deuce in its gender preferred bathroom in the woods? Of course it's rigged against him. It's been rigged against every Republican for as long as I can remember in any election. That has always been a thing. It's not a new concept to just afflict the Trump campaign. But is it to the point where it's, because he's also not just discussing media. He's not just discussing media. And remember, I don't, this is where I have a problem. And I think that Marty makes a good point of this to an extent. I mean, the media loved him. They loved him through the primaries because they knew they could destroy him in the general. Just like you saw on a faster version with Ken Bone, the media, the internet loves to create something and then completely destroy it. It's like a toddler with a Jenga tower. It completely, this is what they love to do. And so this, he liked the media when it was for him in the primaries and even before he got all, like, well, at least this election cycle decided to get political with NBC and his show. It's not that they don't like him. It's that they don't like Republicans because they've been incredibly nice to him with the television shows and helping him with his success, et cetera, et cetera. But he's going beyond media. And this is where I want to urge caution because he says that the entire system is rigged against him at polling stations and et cetera. And I wanted to share with you this Garry Kasparov, who's been, I mean, this guy's, you know him, he's a chess player. He's also been very outspoken where it concerns Vladimir Putin. And I loved this quote that he said. He said it this just a little bit ago. And I thought that this was so great. And I think it's so apropos of this moment. And I want everyone to be cautious. And there's a lot that I want to unpack with this. And I think, again, and I want to caution, double caution, you can still be in support of a particular candidate while simultaneously think that maybe this, perhaps this line of attack isn't the best one. There is, you don't have to have this binary thinking and that you can't criticize or that any sort of disagreement is somehow indicates that you're for Hillary or something to that regard. We are not the left. We're not hive mind like the left. So let's not start acting like it now. But I love this. I love this quote from Garry Kasparov, where he's talking about the accusations as of late that the whole system's rigged. He says, quote, saying that fair elections are rigged is as much a crime against democracy as saying that rigged elections are fair. I don't know that I'd go so far as to say crime against democracy, but I think it's a great point because one of the things that we discussed with Romney, and we know that there was, of course, we know there always exists voter fraud. And you know this. We know this. I know this. Does it? There absolutely it exists. It absolutely exists. I mean, one of my friends, Catherine Engelbrecht, down in Houston, Texas, with True the Vote, they have uncovered massive voter fraud in Texas. There have been other voter integrity organizations that have uncovered massive voter fraud. You are right. It exists. Absolutely damn straight. Does it exist to the point where it could completely throw an entire election? I think that that's very hard to argue. Back during the 2012 election, and I looked at all of this stuff. I mean, I looked at so much data that was coming in. It was just about, not quite, but almost rounding up 3 million registered Republicans. And that's why we look at likely voters, not registered voters, by the way, for polling. But there were roughly 3 million registered Republicans that didn't turn out to vote. And in a number of states, the margin of victory that Obama had over Romney was to the point where even if there was voter fraud, it was not going to skew it. It was not so rampant that it was going to skew it that much. But Dana, you might say, what if it's an incredibly close election? What if you're looking at the difference between like 100 or so votes? Well, then, yes, I would absolutely be concerned. But this is where I also caution candidates. And I say, you need to do such a job as a candidate, and you need to win as a candidate because this is why you were elected. You weren't elected to play around. You were elected to bring a victory. You were elected to bring a victory by such a margin that even fraud does not hamper your victory. You are to win. That is your job. That's your job. That's a candidate's job in the election. It is not my job to win this victory for him or for any candidate. Now, I do think that it is your civic duty. You fight for your ideals and you fight to where if you want a candidate to win, you do your part. But the candidate needs to pull out all the stops and make sure that they have a great ground game, make sure that they're making smart media buys, make sure that they're running a smart campaign that is focused on beating the opponent instead of just deflecting for everything else. You need to win and have a victory at such a margin that there leaves zero doubt as to the legitimacy of that victory, and there leaves zero room for fraud to affect the outcome of that election. That is what needs to happen. You have to win by that much. And this is the concern that I have. Because I don't think there was a Daily Caller story that's out now. And I don't know what, I haven't looked at, it's a Politico Morning Consult poll. Now, I don't know. It just says percentage of voters. I mean, I'm looking at it right now. I don't know. They look at Democrats and Republicans, and they ask them whether or not they think that it's going to be a fair election. The Clinton supporters, note the Politico poll, believe that the votes are going to be counted accurately, whereas 41% of voters of this poll believe that the election could be stolen from Trump. And like I said, I don't believe that. I don't believe that that's the case. Because of all of the polling, and I'm not just talking about national polls, which we're going to get into, but state-by-state polls. Here's the other thing, and I want you to entertain this possibility, and you need to make sure that you think of every single aspect, and we're going to get into all of this. I don't want this to be used as an excuse, because there are some that are floating the theory right now that one of the reasons that the campaign might be alleging massive voter fraud, which again, I completely agree that there's voter fraud, but to the point where it would throw an election, I disagree with that. It could at some point. Oh, absolutely. I'm not saying that it never could either. I mean, I'm just saying that as somebody who has looked at the raw data every single election and has stayed up till 3 or 4 in the morning and has interpreted the numbers and reported on trends for a number of elections straight, I've seen this stuff and I'm saying that it exists. But to everything that I have seen, to my own personal experience and knowledge, it is not at the point right now where it would actually throw an election. And then when I see a lot of people saying that the reason that the Trump campaign is talking about a rigged election is because they're already forecasting a loss and they're trying to find and they need to find an alternative because winning is part of his brand. And that's something that some people are floating around. We're going to get into all of that. We're going to look at the latest polling. We're going to talk about the latest WikiLeaks scandal, quid pro quo. Wait until you read some of this stuff that came out in these Podesta emails. We have that and so much more. Let's kick it into some quick five.
It's a quarter after the hour and time for Dana's quick five.
Well, we had talked about this very briefly last week, but they were discussing how this was in Hollywood Reporter. It was reported in a couple of places that there was going to be a Lifetime movie, Young Hillary. Remember that? It was a TV series about Young Hillary. Apparently, I don't know if it's going to still happen because I've been reading in a couple of different places that it's been actually postponed. So I don't know. Probably because it looked like it sucked horribly and it also looked as though it was cast weird. Because it didn't seem like there were any like big name actors in it. I mean, you wouldn't want to watch anything like that anyway. It's like you better have like John Malkovich as Hillary Clinton in order to make this in any way entertaining. I don't know. But that's some of the stuff that we're looking at. Also, a woman was arrested for shooting a New York police officer with a pellet gun. This woman from Long Island was busted for shooting an NYPD detective with a pellet gun in Queens. The officer was on duty and sitting in an unmarked car near Jamaica Avenue when this woman, Tiara Faribi, 24 years old, fired the air gun from a passing vehicle. It shattered the side window of the officer's car around 5 p.m. and struck him in the forehead. It lodged in his forehead, causing swelling. It prevented doctors from immediately removing it, although police sources said that the officer is in good condition. And if they're looking right now, they're questioning a second woman who is driving the car. The woman wasn't identified, but they tracked her down using a partial license plate number that was captured on surveillance video. And she promptly gave up her friend who refused to cooperate with investigators. So now they're looking at whether or not she's also the individual who's blasted out windows in Suffolk County, because apparently that was a problem up there as well. Honestly, these people are just insane. Also, two suspected ISIS recruits traveling to Mexico were busted in Texas. This, according to Weasel Zippers, one of them was convicted in 2010, threatening to kill a federal judge. The threat was made while the guy was incarcerated in a federal prison, which begs the question that he was released and then what? Deported and then allowed to come back or maybe not deported? I don't know. but two suspected ISIS recruits, quasi-begging the question there. We have a lot more to get into coming up. The latest in polling. Also, new story swirling about a possibility of Trump TV if he loses the election. And a horrible email shows what John Podesta was hoping about the San Bernardino shooter. We have this and so much more to get into. We're also going to be opening up the phone line shortly. In the meantime, I hope that you all are getting a good night's sleep. I know that I definitely am with my Casper mattress. This is one heck of a mattress. First off, look, Casper mattress is the mattress itself is made with two specifically structured high-tech foams. And that guarantees that you're going to sleep cool and comfortable. You're going to get all of the support you need. This is not like some cheap foam mattress. It's not going to be getting mushed and stay flat. I have one. It does not do that at all. I mean, Time Magazine named it one of the best inventions of 2015, and the material with which it's constructed actually allows air to circulate, so you're able to sleep comfortably at a great temperature, no matter if it's winter or summer. It is the perfect mattress for all sleepers. And Casper, because they've changed the industry, the commission-driven industry, Casper ships their mattress to you for free in a box so small. They do this so you can easily get it from your front door to your bedroom. You're not going to believe that it holds a mattress. And you can try it for 100 nights risk-free. They'll come and pick it up if you don't love it as much as I love mine, and you'll get every cent back. No questions asked. It really beats testing a mattress in a mattress store. So for a guaranteed great night's sleep, do what I did. Get a Casper. Try yours in your home for 100 nights, free shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com. Use code Dana50 for $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. That's Casper.com. Dana50, $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. Terms and conditions apply. We live in a great nation. It was built on a firm foundation of principles set forth and made into law by our founding fathers. We face increasing challenges as the moral decay within our nation continues and people put aside God, forget about our freedoms and rights, and rely solely on the government to provide all things. We, the people, must be better prepared for all situations. There are only a few things that we can count on to be ultimately prepared in times of crisis, emergency, natural disaster, or unrest. You have insurance for everything else, but what about food? We cannot predict the coming days and the challenges we may face individually or as a nation, but we can be more fully prepared and be ready to take care of ourselves, our families, and our communities. Be safe. Be prepared. Visit foodinsurance.com/Dana for three great offers starting at $99.99. Available only for Dana Show listeners. That is foodinsurance.com/Dana. Foodinsurance.com/Dana.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Dandelion. Unique gifts and clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
If the the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, New Time, Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, Red and Clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
And I know she'll be the death of me, at least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me, the worst is yet to come. But at least we'll both be beautiful and stay forever young. This I know.
Connect with Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
Like, I barely even know what he says here, but I just like, she told me don't worry. I know this part, no more. And then the snapping. It's catchy. I don't bother to learn the lyrics. But this bass line, wait, hold up. It's going to kick it right now. And oh my gosh. Oh, yeah, right? This is the point where if this played at a wedding reception, I'd be like, wait, hold up. I got to set down my amaretto sour. I got to set this down. I got to get to the dance floor. I actually feel pretty chill except for my forever long migraine. I won't Google it anymore because it'll be something horrible. Like, I'll have brain worms or something. You never know. Everything's awful. It's just allergies and, gosh. Anyway. So, following the polling, and it's not, well, look at that abrupt little stop. You just killed our buzz there, man. You just, go ahead. You took the weekend away. So, the polling's bad. It's just a couple of new ones that came in. They're not good. I mean, maybe we should just skip it and talk about like AC/DC and wedding reception songs at this point, because it's going to start going there. Despite the best efforts of a lot of people, sometimes when your candidate makes really not great decisions, it kind of hurts some things. So we're going to get into the latest polling. And then we also got some good stuff for you. Well, some kooky stuff. Guess how much money Planned Parenthood made in revenue last year? And a half a billion came from you and me. We also have Stephen Yates coming up. And this discussion on Trump TV. Keep it here.
The Dana Show.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100 plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 1 million businesses. And right now, my listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/Dana. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Dana. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Dana.
Our sponsors support us. We hope you'll support them. Tell them you heard it on KCNR 1460.
This is Carl Bott. Join Crown Motors in their salute to the Veterans Celebration from October the 27th through Veterans Day, November 11th. There'll be a 10% discount on all parts and labor with proofs of service. And additionally, on November 11th, $100 from every car purchased will be donated to a local veteran organization. Join me and veterans from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and the War on Terror at Crown Motors, November the 11th from 7 to 9 a.m. to celebrate the salute to the veterans. Crown Motors and CrownMotorsReading.com, a salute to those who have served.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Everyone knows it's important to take care of your vehicle, and it'll take care of you. Premier Oil Change and Havoline Motor Oil would like to help. Get up to $10 off on your oil change through October 31st while using Havoline Motor Oil at Premier Oil Change. You'll also earn bonus points towards free oil changes and other discounts with Premier Oil Change while staying in the comfort of your car. Premier serves you free soft drinks and free Wi-Fi while waiting. The wait is short. We pride ourselves on efficiency and customer service. Bring in your new car with less than 10,000 miles and your first service is on us. Havoline Motor Oil has been helping families protect what matters for over 100 years. Let us both help today with $10 off on your oil change through October 31st. Learn more the next time you stop by or go to our website at PremierOilChange.com. In Palo Cedro, Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage.
we know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
If it's happening, Dana's on it.
It's out! It's out! It's out!
The Dana Show.
Look, we can't deny the fact that there's collusion happening here. You know, the WikiLeaks emails, all of the scandals, the Department of Justice, the FBI, you go on and on and on, and it's all starting to come out in these WikiLeaks email leaks. And of course, cybersecurity is so important. So that's another issue that we have to address. But we cannot dismiss the fact that this is just a little bit too strange that all of this is happening at the same time and we're about to have this very, very important election.
I mean, sure, it could have anything to do with the election. It's just no idea. That's Renee Elmers. I'm trying not to be too mean, but I'm just, I don't know. I feel really Daria right now. Like, I'm in so a Daria mood. The 90s Elastica is totally, like, helping facilitate that. But it's not, you're not, of course this is coming out right now. Of course the media doesn't want to, I report on it. What was I looking at the other day where they were talking about the amount of time that news outlets spent on the WikiLeaks stuff as compared to the amount of time they've spent on all the Trump stuff. And I have one theory as to why, and I'll just listen for a minute. I mean, clearly they're completely biased, and I can't even believe that people act like they don't know. It's like all of a sudden people just stop watching Brian Williams and realize that the media is biased. Well, no joke, Sherlock. Of course it's, I didn't say that. Of course, it's completely biased. Hi, how are you? It's totally biased. But I think also, everybody is so used to Hillary Clinton and her crap. You see Hillary Clinton and you expect her to be just completely compromised, morally, ethically. You expect that of her. It's a sad testament on society, but and the left, but you expect that from Hillary. Everybody thinks that she's shady. Even Democrats think she's shady. You ask a Democrat, they're like, oh yeah, she's shady. Of course she is. They know she is. She's a crook. They know it. But the media and society, they love shiny things. They love things that are new and shiny. They love that. This is a new story. It's a shiny new narrative. Oh, fantastic. It's great. So, of course, they're going to throw all of their attention to that. Nobody has ever talked about Trump in the political sense, really, seriously, since this election cycle. It's only just been in this election cycle. And so now it's all brand new to them. And they love it. You know, he was raked over the coals, and he did get a lot of media attention back in the 90s. I remember as a kid watching Designing Women with my mom, and that was like one of the top shows at the time. And they had a whole episode on Donald Trump, and they even had Marla Maples. This was like right when he was divorcing Ivana Trump, his first wife, and he had gotten with Marla Maples. And Ivana Trump was... And then he left Marla Maples for somebody else. And, like, Marla Maples even made a guest appearance on the show, and it was this big thing. Well, then that was, like, that's been ages ago. I mean, when I was a kid when that happened. There are voters younger than me that weren't even alive when that happened. They have no idea. So they're not even familiar with all of this. So to the media, it's new and shiny. And all of this other stuff associated with it. These FBI documents that have been released on Hillary Clinton, particularly the ones that show that a very high-ranking State Department executive was pressuring the FBI to declassify emails. Now, how could they have declassified something? Because Hillary Clinton maintained, you guys, she maintains that it was completely, that they were unclassified anyway. So how does that work? They were colluding to protect her. Catherine Herridge was reporting this. Undersecretary of State Patrick Kennedy, who is a Clinton staple, he's under question for this. He was now pushing this quid pro quo. Now, this story, this comes, this is Catherine Herridge's reporting, but it comes out that in this story, this high-ranking executive in the State Department, according to the summaries in the notes provided to the House Government Oversight and Intel Committee, they contain these allegations of a quid pro quo between a senior State Department executive and FBI agents during this Clinton email investigation. Now, according to Jason Chaffetz out of Utah, he says this is a flashing red light of potential criminality. He said that there was an alleged quid pro quo involving Patrick Kennedy, the Undersecretary for Management, and the FBI over, at the very least, one classified email. So they were trying to push the declassification of at least one email. And in return for altering this classification, says Chaffetz, the ROI was the possibility of additional slots for the FBI at missions overseas. That was discussed. Now, the FBI official had asked the State Department official if they would address a pending unaddressed FBI request for space for additional FBI employees assigned abroad. And Kennedy, it was noted, he was applying a lot of pressure and was heavily involved with all this quid pro quo. Because our friend Phil Kirpin, had actually he had the PDF of this email as it was released. And a lot of it's redacted, but it says it has the text. It says that Kennedy was attempting to influence in a private meeting. He was trying to influence the declassification of this in exchange for these posts. So it was definitely a quid pro quo. Now, the Hillary defenders are saying, okay, you have this. You have Patrick Kennedy talking about this, but you don't have Hillary Clinton. You don't have any evidence that she was involved in this. You don't have any proof that she was involved in this or that she spoke to Kennedy on this. So I'm sure those emails are lost in the 33,000. But over at Washington Post, they were saying that the State Department had said all this was inaccurate, but it's there in black and white. So why did Comey play along with this? Now, over at Washington Post, as I said, they noted that the Comey's conclusion, it kind of undercuts exactly what, according to WAPO, it basically blows apart Clinton's explanation that she didn't know what the classified markings were, too. Because they get into this and they say, well, their camp's explanation is now has evolved to this, that she didn't know documents marked with a C meant that they were classified, thus she never knowingly sent or received classified material, with the emphasis on knowing. It's hard to square the idea of Kennedy offering a quid pro quo to the FBI regarding a classification decision and Clinton not knowing what the C on documents stand for. One suggests deep understanding of how this process works, the other doesn't. And they say the revelation adds to the evidence where there's smoke, there's fire, that many Republicans have long made about Clinton's email setup. And then Clinton says, well, just there might be smoke, but there's no fire. Someone explain to me how the hell that works. How do you have, it's a special kind of smoke. It just appears out of the ether. You don't need any fire to create it. Stop it. Maybe it's steam escaping. Maybe it's some steam, Kane. Could be that possibly.
A lot of political hot air out there.
Yeah. And here's I just want to look at memorandum real quick and see. Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's the thing. It's not going to be in the news. Why? Because Trump is screaming about the whole system is rigged at the same time this email drops. Now, I'm not suggesting anything, but I am saying that it is incredibly frustrating to have the Republican nominee every damn time that something huge from Clinton drops. For instance, the Podesta emails. You've had two emails in the past several days, two more huge things drop, and he says something and completely jacks the spotlight on it. I think it would have gotten more press if he was not going out there saying and saying every single time something like this happens, let it air, let it get some press. You don't have to go out there and say the system is rigged, because then everyone's going to report on you saying the system is rigged and all of this, and then you fuel your own accusations. If you're saying that the media is biased and the media is rigged, if you're out there saying that there's massive widespread fraud and you're out there saying that you could lose the election because of this, That's a huge accusation, and media outlets are going to report on it. They would do the same thing if Hillary Clinton was doing it. You're feeding the fuel of the fire. Stop it. You're actually fueling your own accusations. Because now, do you see anybody in the mainstream media reporting on this huge quid pro quo story that is absolutely enormous? No, because everybody's out there reporting on this crap. This is what I'm talking about. It is so frustrating. Well, yes, the media is completely biased. Look, they're not reporting on the WikiLeaks stuff because I'm out there saying that the whole system is rigged. And so now the media is going to report on me saying this. I can't. Every time. Now, I mean, just... And he got... I know Trump was also mad over SNL, too. Of course, it's SNL. It's SNL. Of course, it's going to happen like this. This is what is so frustrating. This could be a story. He could be talking about this instead of saying the entire system is rigged. He could be out there slamming the WikiLeaks stuff. Why isn't he talking about this? Why is Trump not talking about this? He has not said one thing about it. Why? Why is he not talking about the fact that Hillary Clinton, and I'm saying that I'm going to go ahead and go so far as to speculate that I'm pretty sure that she's probably in an email somewhere colluding with Patrick Kennedy on this, because right now, Democrats, their defense is, well, you don't have Clinton. You don't have her in an email colluding with Kennedy talking about this quid pro quo stuff with the FBI and these other slots that they would fill as a return on this favor. You don't have that. Well, maybe not. But do they think everyone is stupid enough to think that there wasn't some knowledge of that? Of course there was. So why isn't Trump talking about this? Why is he not out there discussing how here you have a candidate who is her campaign and her surrogates were talking about filling and basically selling off FBI positions so as to unclassify email that her entire argument that she made was based on that it wasn't classified in the first place. Why is he not talking about this? Why? This has not come up in a single speech. Why? No, he's out there. He'll go out there and say, oh, the system is rigged. And now everyone's talking about him saying this. And no one's talking about anything else. This is what I find insane. And nobody in his camp is saying, hey, why don't you maybe focus on this is the stuff that you could really use as a cudgel to get her? No. And in the meantime, 538 has Hillary Clinton at an 87% chance of winning. We have some polls that we're going to get into as well, so don't go anywhere. A lot more of the show coming up. Right now, though, the Purple Heart Foundation, great organization of veterans helping veterans. This is a volunteer organization, and I love that because they're privately funded. This, you know, Planned Parenthood gets a half a billion taxpayer dollars. We subsidize Planned Parenthood, but Purple Heart Foundation doesn't get government money. This is all volunteer, all privately funded. Your donations, when you donate car, cash, or credit to the Purple Heart Foundation, it's all 100% tax deductible, by the way. This stuff goes towards funding the educational scholarships that returning veterans get, and they help all vets, not just those who are combat wounded. It helps to get homeless veterans off the street and get them set up. The money goes towards purchasing plane tickets for these National Service officers who are volunteer vets so that they can fly out and meet with the veterans who are returning from the battlefront and meeting with their families, sitting down and helping them go through the paperwork and get everything filed that they need to for the VA. This is what they do. They have canines for combat vets. They have job training and so much more. This is what you fund, and they need your help. They need your continued support. For instance, the first 8 months of this year, they helped over 18,000 veterans get $270 million in benefits they were owed from the VA. This is all because you're helping to facilitate this. Go to givetopurpleheart.org. That is givetopurpleheart.org, or just call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
Many of us see America as the land of opportunity. But if you teach at the University of California, you'd better not say so. It's one of a number of prohibited phrases now. Ordinary thoughts such as, everyone can succeed if they work hard enough, are now called microaggressions. considered examples of subconscious racism. So, in the hiring process, deans are not allowed to ask normal questions like, "Where are you from?" or worse yet, to say, "The most qualified person should get the job." University officials should look through the lens of liberty and remember that freedom of thought, opinion, and expression is a bedrock principle of American society. Is someone's twisted view of political correctness more important than preserving our freedom?
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
Now take a second and just imagine walking into your local gun store and finally being able to buy that firearm that's been catching your eye. Well, my good friends at the USCCA, they're about to make 10 lucky winners' dreams come true. See, this month they're giving away $1,500 to buy your dream gun. So what would you buy? Would you buy a Ruger, a Smith & Wesson, Sig Sauer, Kimber, or maybe a Winchester rifle for hunting season? And personally, I can think of at least 20 different firearms that I'd like to add to my arsenal. Visit protectanddefend.com to enter today. There are no restrictions. You can pick any gun you want, any brand you want, any caliber you want. Now, let's go over the details once more because I don't want you to miss out. 10 responsibly, lawfully armed Americans will each receive $1,500 to buy the gun of their dreams. Your entry to win your dream gun is quick, simple, and free. Just visit protectanddefend.com to enter. Visit today. That's protectanddefend.com.
This is Carl in the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now, they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
This is a Shasta Regional Medical Center Medical Minute.
Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Cross. If your knee is severely damaged by arthritis or injury, you may find it hard to perform simple activities like walking or climbing stairs. If non-surgical treatments like medication and walking supports are no longer helpful, surgery may be an option. Advanced technology like Navio Orthopedic Robotic Systems help perform partial knee replacement to achieve optimal results. The Orthopedic Robotic Surgery Program at Shasta Regional Medical Center is the first in the region, and we are excited to offer patients some of the most advanced technologies available in orthopedic care.
Shasta Regional Medical Center offers the Navio Robotic Assisted Surgical System for partial knee replacement. Robotic technology allows for accurate, precise, and consistent results so you can get back to the activities you love pain-free. For more information, visit ShastaRegional.com or call 888-969-7168. That's 888-969-7168.
This is Pastor Terry Oxley of True Life Church in Bella Vista. We are living in a society where a handful of political leaders whose minds have been corrupted and depraved are making laws and life-altering decisions that affect all of us, especially our children. These insane, foolish laws are being forced on us regardless of our beliefs. Only a relationship with Jesus Christ and a commitment to live by God's Word will protect you from this moral decay. What are you doing to protect those you love from this insanity? If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit us at our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Silicon chip inside her head gets switched to
connect with Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
at DLash on Twitter. I do hate Mondays. You know what else I hate? I love this song so much. Keep it going. Just keep playing. Just keep playing until we get to the chorus. Because there are... That's right. Johnny Fingers of Boomtown Rats. He insists that he wrote this song. And so now he's suing Bob Geldof for millions of dollars in royalties. Yeah. I think this song came out the year I was born. And I think it is still apropos now. He says Geldof was credited as the sole writer, but keyboardist Fingers is disputing this, saying, no, nope. And he's saying that that's nope, mm-mm. So Johnny Fingers says that he wrote this, and that it wasn't Bob Geldof. Well, there you go, right there. Nobody can get along. Everything sucks. It's just all awful. There you go. Does it make you feel better, Kane? No?
No, not so much.
No, that's just bad. How about you, Marty? How was your weekend? Let me ask you that. How was your weekend?
It was good until yesterday when I went to go see my Eagles play in D.C. here, and we lost. So that kind of soured the weekend a little bit for me.
Yeah, that can ruin everything because it's about to get worse, you know, just because everything's going to go to hell on November 8th, I'm sure. Just when I look at the latest polls, just to make you feel better. There you go. Yay!
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yay! So it's not the FBI. They've released all these documents showing that this we're talking about the State Department executive wanting changes to an email classification that would protect Hill Dog. I mean, I'm just sitting back and I'm just like, yeah, we knew this was gonna. We knew. Yeah, we know. It's just. Yeah, we know that. It's horrible. She needs to be in jail. This is why we can't lose the Senate, by the way. I hope people are really paying attention to down ballot races, because you're not going to get the Supreme Court that you want, even with Trump as president, if you have a Democrat Senate that's going to crap all over every nomination. I hope people realize that. Do they realize that, do you think? I think some people do. You have to be very careful, because you don't want to lose the Senate if Trump's president, and then not be able to confirm his nominations to the Supreme Court. And if Hillary Clinton wins, you want to make sure that you have the Senate so that you can reject her nomination to the Supreme Court and at least fight the really bad ones. This is why all of this is so incredibly important. I actually think the Senate might be the most important thing this election. I really do. I've said that before. I said that back Obama versus McCain. Well, actually, no, it was Obama versus Romney. I was saying the House and Senate are so important right now. And I think that this is, you know, this is really what it's coming to. We have a Florida man on the way. We also have today in stupidity. We're going to get into some of the latest polling. We have some numbers on various states, as well as some new national numbers as well. Planned Parenthood is celebrating 100 years of killing babies, and they raked in $1.2 billion in revenue last year. And over $550 million of that was from us. We're going to get into that as well. Stephen Yates joins us at the bottom of our next hour, because we're about to go to war. And we're fighting. Yeah, it's bad. It is bad. And we could be on the precipice of something really, really bad and huge, militarily speaking. We're going to talk to Stephen Yates about that. Plus, the Iraqi prime minister announces the start of the military offensive to retake Mosul from ISIS. That's happening now. We're going to get into that and so much more. Also, Chicago, they're getting serious, guys, about their super high murder rates. They're going to fight it by banning Western cowgirl play sets. Yeah. Western cowgirl play sets. You think I'm joking? And I'm not. And a Chicago cop was brutally beaten unconscious because she didn't want to defend herself. She was worried that the social justice warriors would blow back from it. So she allowed herself to get brutally beaten. We're going to get into that and so much more. Keep it here. Second hour on the way.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity.
Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Community Talk Radio for the North State is KCNR Shasta Redding, where the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Donald Trump says his administration will end government corruption once he's in the White House. Trump's statement at a Wisconsin rally today comes as more hacked emails reveal an effort to reclassify an email from Hillary Clinton's private server. Trump says that ranks with the biggest scandal in American political history.
In my opinion, and in the opinion of many people in law enforcement, this is worse than Watergate, what's going on with this. And what does she get out of it? She gets to run for the presidency of the United States. Explain that.
Meanwhile, in Green Bay, Trump supporter Randall Thom says he thinks Trump will soundly defeat Clinton.
I truly believe that it's going to be a landslide for Trump. And it has to be a landslide for Trump, because if it's a close race, then they'll hand it to Hillary and we won't have any chance.
Trump and Clinton meet one last time Wednesday night in Las Vegas for their final debate before the election November 8th. That debate kicks off at 9 p.m. Eastern time. The long-awaited offensive to retake Mosul from the Islamic State group began Monday with a volley of U.S.-led coalition airstrikes and heavy artillery bombardments on a cluster of villages along the edge of Iraq's historic Nineveh Plain, which is east of the militant-held city. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says, don't expect a quick victory.
This operation will take some time, in part because Mosul is such a large city, but also in part because ISIL has spent the last 2 years digging in to defend that city.
The opening phase of an unprecedented campaign expected to take weeks, if not months, and involve more than 25,000 troops. Russia's military says its warplanes and Syrian forces will halt hostilities for 8 hours in the eastern districts of Aleppo. The so-called humanitarian pause will be October 20th between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. so civilians and militants can be granted safe passage. And police investigating reports of shots fired at the University of Cincinnati, unclear if anyone was injured. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Freedom. One nation in all of human history was built on that bedrock. Ours. A republic of the people, by the people, and for the people. Self-government requires freedom, just as freedom requires an individual willingness to self-govern. Freedom has made America exceptional, but it can only last as long as you and I seek the good, as expressed by the laws of nature and nature's God. It can only last if you and I choose to act as people of character. Forging character has been the pursuit of Hillsdale College since 1844. Hillsdale College forges character and elevates civic discourse both on campus and nationwide. To find out how you can take their free online courses or receive a complimentary subscription to Imprimis, a monthly speech digest, visit hillsdalefreedom.com. That's hillsdalefreedom.com.
Tense relations between Britain and Russia came under further strain Monday as Kremlin-backed broadcaster RT accused the UK's NatWest Bank of shutting down its accounts without explanation.
The editor of the government-funded television channel, Margarita Simonyan, tweeted, "They've closed our accounts in Britain, all our accounts." Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova posted on Facebook, "Looks like while leaving the EU, London has left all its freedom of speech obligations there." RT, formerly known as Russia Today, published what appeared to be a letter from NatWest informing the broadcaster that the firm's bank accounts would be canceled or closed on December 12th. Royal Bank of Scotland Group, which owns NatWest, said such decisions are not taken lightly, but indicated it might not be set in stone. Britain's Treasury, which was not told of the bank's decision in advance, declined to comment. Keith Peters reporting.
And you can find out more of these stories by logging on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Obama says the report of Vice President Biden's cancer moonshot initiative makes clear dramatic strides are being made in the battle against the disease.
We're already beginning to see results as people across disciplines who previously were working in isolation are now joining together and realizing we've all got one objective.
The president created a task force comprised of the heads of at least a dozen federal departments and agencies, including the National Cancer Institute, National Institutes of Health, and the Department of Health and Human Services. Biden, whose son died from cancer last year, serves as the task force chair. In football on Monday night, the Cardinals taking control of the game. At about 10 minutes left in the fourth period, they lead the Jets 21-3. And in the American League Championship Series, Game 3 in Toronto, bottom of the eighth inning, Cleveland leads the Blue Jays 4-2. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends, and a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
The Dana Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
The American people are very, very troubled. Once again, here we are in an election of such enormous magnitude in the life of this nation. And once again, the media is piling on with unsubstantiated claims as the headlines while they ignore an avalanche of hard evidence about corruption, pay-to-play, political favoritism emanating out of Hillary Clinton's years as Secretary of State.
Well, duh. I mean, this is obvious. I like Mike Pence. He's like, he seems like he's so, he's a pleasant sort of fellow, you know. But, yeah, it's, what did you say, Kane? You were being a smart aleck and slap.
In other news, the sun is very hot.
In obvious news today, the media wants to ignore Hillary Clinton's transgressions. In other news, the water is wet and the sun is super hot. There you go. Yeah. Yeah. I just, okay, we know this. It's biased. We know that. That's totally obvious. I've known that the media, we all know that the media has been biased. For instance, look at this. I was looking at the Center for Public Integrity. Check this out. And I know this is going to totally shock people. I'm so shocked, Kane. I actually have a pain in my neck. This whole election's giving me a pain in my neck. I'm completely and totally shocked by all of this. So the Center for Public Integrity is actually looking at those individuals who are where journalists, if they're donating to candidates, what candidates they're donating to, right? That's what the Center for Public Integrity is looking at here. So at their website, it's just publicintegrity.org. Simple enough, right? They have how... You have here a number of journalists, more for Hillary than Trump donating to candidates. I know, it's so shocking. For instance, they name them. The Emily Nussbaum, the newly minted Pulitzer Prize winner, spent the RNC going after Trump and Pence, et cetera, et cetera. She contributed to $250 to Hillary Clinton in April. We are all so shocked. I mean, I couldn't be more shocked if I walked into my kitchen and fell over Mike Pence. Right there in my kitchen. Also, they had Les Waldron, an Emmy Award-winning assignment editor at the CBS affiliate in San Diego. He gave $28 to Trump. $28. Okay. Carol Simpson, former ABC World News Tonight anchor. She was the first black woman to moderate a presidential debate. She is a journalist in residence at Emerson. She's given Clinton $2,800. All of these people, they found that 96% of the funds from journalists benefited Clinton. So that's, and they knew that. They also bring in about all, they also bring in all of these identifiable journalists who, for instance, paid TV pundits who used to be part of campaigns, et cetera, and they included Corey Lewandowski. They say that that might, you know, have something to, you know, you could possibly use that to sort of, no, I don't think you can really. They use a lot of operatives on TV, so long as, and they're usually identified as such, but really, quite honestly, is anybody surprised? But I mean, I'm still not surprised. Why the hell is this news? It's the most boring news cycle in the history of the world. Why the hell is this news? This is so boring, it's making me mad. And I really started out the day pretty chill, except for, you know, a headache. I mean, it's so, oh, duh, there's media bias. There always has been media bias. Why are people acting as though this is a brand new stuff? It's not. We've known this for how long? Kane, are you surprised that the media is biased?
No. I mean, no. I've seen it even, like, in retrospect, looking back to the 80s even.
Yeah. I'm done talking about it. I'm so done with this. Moving on, because this story is so mind-numbingly stupid. Of course it's biased. That's why I said last hour, you want to make sure that you have a victory that can get over any bias or anything of that nature. This, moving on down the line, the military offensive to retake Mosul from ISIS, the Iraqi prime minister has announced that has begun. He announced this yesterday evening that the country's second largest city is going to be retaken from ISIS. Well, we'll see. They showed a brief written statement announcing the start of this widely anticipated military offensive. Why are we broadcasting this? We're going to go and we're going to kick your ass now. Starting right now. We're there. We're marching right to you right now. You better get ready. We're coming. I mean, that's not how that works. Everybody remembers the Battle of Helm's Deep, right? Like you had Gondor, which, you know, kind of. Well, not so much Gondor, as Rohan. You had Rohan, which kind of understood that they knew that Mordor, the armies of Mordor were going to be coming and they were going to be marching towards them. They just didn't know exactly when it was going to be, and they didn't know how many people were going to show up. And so they all went to Helm's Deep to steady themselves. And then you had all these armies of Mordor pouring out into the field, the no man's land, so it was, before Rohan. And that's when they realized, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, this is serious. The armies of Mordor didn't go, hey, we're coming for you, Rohan, we're coming. We're coming now, right now. We're bringing X amount of soldiers with us right now. We're here. This is all we got right here. I mean, they didn't do that. Why are we doing this? You know what? You swoop in, you kick their ass, and you go home. You go home and you have a nice steak dinner. That's how you do that. Golly, why are we... People don't know how to war. They don't know how to war. They didn't mention the Peshmerga fighters. They say, according to Ash Carter, Secretary of Defense Ash Carter, says this is a decisive moment in the campaign to deliver ISIS a lasting defeat. The United States and the rest of the international coalition stand ready to support Iraqi security forces. Peshmerga fighters, who have been doing way more than Iraqi military. He didn't say that part. I said that part because they have been. The Peshmerga fighters, the people of Iraq, and the difficult fight ahead. We are confident that our Iraqi partners will prevail against our common enemy and free Mosul and the rest of Iraq from ISIS's brutality. Now, this city was lost to ISIS back since June 2014. And the Kurdish Peshmerga, they have been amazing. They are the ones who have held the line. They are the ones who have pushed back. They are the ones who have fought. And why we have not completely backed them, it's because everybody wants to sit here and placate Turkey, who somehow got itself to become a NATO member, which I don't even know why we have NATO right now, because we're sure as hell not doing anything against Russia's aggression. That's one of the reasons that NATO exists. So we haven't been able to really back the Peshmerga the way that we need to, because everybody's afraid of stepping on Turkey's toes, which really no one should care. Turkey toes. That sounds like a great snack, doesn't it? That, like, not really turkey feet. Just totally hijacked myself there.
No.
Right?
Turkey toes?
Turkey toes, yeah. But it's like turkey chunks. You know what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying. They're just called turkey toes. They're not really turkey toes. Okay.
Trademark.
I'm down.
I'm just saying. But I hate turkey. Yeah, except on Thanksgiving.
Seriously?
Yep.
I love turkey.
I don't like it.
Wow.
I hate it. I hate it to death.
I'll have to figure that out.
I only eat it on Thanksgiving with a ton of gravy. Otherwise, I do not eat turkey any other time of the week.
Wow.
Or year, ever. I know. It's crazy, but it still happens. Let's go ahead and kick it into some quick five.
It's a quarter after the hour, and time for Dana's quick five.
So, Wonder Woman is now a social justice warrior. Is that what the situation is right now?
Linda Carter?
No. Not Linda Carter, like, per se, but the Wonder Woman character. Like, Wonder Woman ended up being named the honorary UN ambassador for gender equality or some stupid crap over at the United Nations. And they picked Wonder Woman. Yeah. Like, the character. And apparently, they're trying to, like, rewrite who... Like, didn't Wonder Woman use guns and kick butt? Like, I'm all right with that. But at the same time, like, aren't there other actual real physical females that aren't figments of a, you know, patriarchal fetish? I love how stupid feminists are. Like, we love Wonder Woman. She's totally the figment of a patriarchal fetish. But we're going to love her because she stands for female empowerment. She was invented by men and written for by men. We're third-wave feminists, and we're doing this with no sense of irony at all whatsoever. Oh, my gosh. Everything is dumb. It feels like everybody's drunk today but me, right? Feels like everybody's drunk today but me. People say the craziest things, and I'm like, you're probably drunk right now.
I'm so sober.
It's what it seems like that. Yeah, I know. I mean, it's crazy. Kane really likes this story. A man had his male copulatory organ removed because he got it stuck in a bottle.
Why do you say I like the story?
Because you were talking about it. Like, how does that do that?
I didn't say
that?
I liked the story.
And you thought it was hysterical.
Well, I didn't say I liked it. I said, what? I have questions.
He's a middle-aged man from Honduras. He had to have an emergency operation to remove his male copulatory organ because we get some sensitive Sallys who, if I say pin is,
that's true.
They don't like if I say pin
all
is.
All right. I get it. Stop.
You know, it's an actual scientific term. Okay. The 50-year-old man, whose name was not released, I'm sure he's thankful for that. He was rushed to, oh boy, this is from New York Post. He was rushed to the hospital after his male copulatory organ, his pin is Kane, turned black and started to decay. Oh. Dr. Dennis Chinieros said that the man, who was not married and did not have a lady friend, really surprised by that one. Like that one, I didn't see that.
The most unbelievable part of the story.
I didn't see that coming at all. I did not see that part of the story. So he said that he was trying to relieve his sexual frustration, so he put his male copulatory organ in a bottle, and it caused death and necrosis of the male copulatory organ. And the urologist performed the bizarre operation. When he arrived 4 days later, we had to amputate it because it was completely, totally dead, he said at a press conference. The blood vessels were, I mean, it was in there for 4 hours, and oh my gosh. The guy can still, I mean, he's basically going to have to sit down to pee now, but I mean, other than that, he can never have intercourse again, and he's got to sit to pee, but he's alive.
If you're that dumb, that's natural selection.
He raped a bottle.
All right, then.
I mean, he did.
Next story.
Okay. I just, you know, wanted to put that out there. Golly, there's so many jokes I could make. Survey finds high support for communism amongst millennials. Yay. There you go. The Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation released a unique annual report on U.S. attitudes towards socialism, gauging Americans' attitudes towards socialism, communism, and related ideas. The data firm YouGov conducted the polling, reports the Federalist. And one of the things that they found was that apparently millennials, they have an absurd unemployment rate, but they also really are more supportive than other generations of communism. Oh, boy. Look at that. Bob Cassily. This is crazy. So in St. Louis, where I'm from, there's this really cool museum called the City Museum. And it's like Wonka. It's like the real life Wonka Tower or Wonka plant. It really is. I've gone there. My kids have gone there. I've celebrated a birthday there before. And me and my friends had beers and climbed on the outdoor jungle gym for adults. It's crazy. I'm surprised like nobody has gotten drunk and fallen off that, but they haven't. It's insane.
It's an amazing place, actually.
I know. I can't even imagine what the insurance is like. But So Bob Cassily was this big, he was the City Museum founder, and he was this city booster and this architect and artist. And I mean, he did a lot of stuff, and he really kind of revitalized the north part of St. Louis. Anyway, he was in a bulldozer accident, but apparently it's being reported by some local media in St. Louis that he wasn't actually killed by a bulldozer because they said it flipped over on him. The expert opinion of Dr. Arthur Combs, a longtime physician who examined newly obtained photos of Cassily's death scene, as well as written reports at the time of his death in 2011 by the St. Louis Medical Examiner's Office, he says that the nature and extent of the wounds, the absence of blood within the cab, he says that it doesn't really look like a bulldozer rollover, that it doesn't, the evidence doesn't fit the scenario. He's trying to allege that he was beaten to death. So what do you think about that, Kane? Because the widow says this was no accident.
Yeah, and the story that I've always heard when Bob Cassily passed away was that he was clearing some land on a hill with his bulldozer, and at that angle, it sort of tipped the bulldozer, and he was crushed by that. So that was the story for years. That's how I've known Bob Cassily's death to be. To hear this, I have no clue what to think now.
Yeah, I know. Did he have enemies in that? I don't know.
I don't think so. The guy did most everything he could for the city of St. Louis, and I mean, the City Museum wouldn't be anything without him.
Yeah, it's just, it's crazy to think that. And anyway, good heavens, that's like serious stuff there. And really quickly, in a poll from The Hill, Ken Bone leads Jill Stein in Florida. Yeah, everybody beats Jill Stein.
I'm not surprised.
Poor Jill Stein. Like, even Harambe beats Jill Stein. Well, in Texas. That was in Texas anyway. Folks, we have a lot more to get into. In the meantime, though, we're going to have Stephen Yates at the bottom of this hour. He's going to tell us the latest about the offensive in Mosul and elsewhere. But in the meantime, if you're hiring, do you know where to post your job and find the best candidates? Because posting your job in one place, that might not be enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you got to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can with ZipRecruiter.com. In fact, you can post your job to 100 plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter. And you can do it all with just one single click. You can find any candidates in any city, industry, nationwide. Just post once and watch these qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's super easy to use interface. You're not going to be juggling emails or calls to your office, and you can quickly screen candidates as well. You can rate them, and you can hire the right person that you need fast. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 1 million businesses. And right now, my listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/Dana. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Dana. The need to support our veterans is an ongoing effort that is very important to me. Now, as many of you know, I work closely with the Purple Heart Foundation in raising awareness for veterans and their needs. It's our duty to our country and our privilege to help these veterans when they return home, and the Purple Heart Foundation is doing just that every day. Now, I support the Purple Heart Foundation because of the wide range of services they provide for veterans across the country, making sure they know that they're not alone. My friends at the Purple Heart Foundation celebrate the heart of every veteran by providing emotional, physical, educational, and financial support for veterans and their families. And remember, the Purple Heart Foundation doesn't just help combat wounded soldiers. They help all veterans and their families, carrying on the legacy of the Purple Heart. In honor of those who have served, pledge your support to the Purple Heart Foundation today. Go to givetopurpleheart.org. That's givetopurpleheart.org or call 888-414-4483. You can donate a vehicle or cash. That's 888-414-4483. givetopurpleheart.org.
This is Pastor Terry Oxley of True Life Church in Bella Vista. We are living in a society where a handful of political leaders whose minds have been corrupted and depraved are making laws and life-altering decisions that affect all of us, especially our children. These insane, foolish laws are being forced on us regardless of our beliefs. Only a relationship with Jesus Christ and a commitment to live by God's Word will protect you from this moral decay. What are you doing to protect those you love from this insanity? If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit us at our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers.
It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. The cool mornings are back, and that means Carl and I are gearing up to teach our semi-annual advanced tactical courses. Both the NFI Advanced CCW course and the NFI Tactical Rifle course will be taught on November 20th at the Reading Gun Club. These are advanced courses, and students must have prior experience with the NFI training protocol to attend. Find out if you qualify to train with the best at usgunpro.com or visit us on Facebook. This is Ted Leidy, challenging you to our most demanding classes just in time for the holidays. I'll see you at the range.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Some folks are born made to wave the flag.
Connect with Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
Coming up, Stephen Yates will join us and discuss the latest going on with the offensive in Mosul and elsewhere. I think I was telling the guys on the break, I'm going to order this inflatable T-Rex costume because I've been looking at this thing for a year. And I think I'm finally going to make it happen. Ready? I think I'm finally going to pull the trigger on this. And I think I'm going to do it. There's also one where you can get where you're riding on like the back of a gorilla. Like the gorilla could be Harambe. I don't know. I'm going to pull the trigger on this thing. Because it's almost Halloween. There's also one where you can get where you're riding on like there's some really cool costumes out there. Anymore. Bonus, though, if you did go with something politically incorrect. I like that. Marty, do you dress up?
I do, but I don't know what I'm being this year.
You don't? Well, you better figure it out, because it's almost upon us.
Time is running out.
I know.
I need help.
I'm telling you. We have Stephen Yates on the way, because there's a number of things we got to touch upon, including this offensive in Mosul. Houthi rebels firing missiles at the U.S. at our U.S. destroyer yet again. The New York Times says, you know, we're at war in Somalia, right? We have this. And Turkey warns that World War III is inevitable if the Syrian conflict continues. Keep it here.
The Dana Show.
We live in a great nation. It was built on a firm foundation of principles set forth and made into law by our founding fathers. We face increasing challenges as the moral decay within our nation continues, and people put aside God, forget about our freedoms and rights, and rely solely on the government to provide all things. We, the people, must be better prepared for all situations. There are only a few things that we can count on to be ultimately prepared in times of crisis, emergency, natural disaster, or unrest. You have insurance for everything else, but what about food? We cannot predict the coming days and the challenges we may face individually or as a nation, but we can be more fully prepared and be ready to take care of ourselves, our families, and our communities. Be safe. Be prepared. Visit foodinsurance.com/Dana for three great offers starting at $99.99, available only for Dana Show listeners. That is foodinsurance.com/Dana. Foodinsurance.com/Hi,
this is Nancy Sutton Pierce. Please join me for the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, 11 to noon, on KCNR 1460.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Reading Bank of Commerce started in Reading over 30 years ago and is currently the only bank headquartered in Reading. As a local community bank, Reading Bank of Commerce can provide their customers the best of both worlds. An educated and highly skilled staff who will work diligently to provide exceptional customer service, as well as innovative products, services, and technologies. In March 2016, Reading Bank of Commerce expanded their branch network to include Palouse, Corning, Orland, Willows, and Wairika. And they are focused on supporting the Northern California communities they serve. Reading Bank of Commerce will continue to offer a variety of quality products and services designed to meet your financial needs while remaining flexible as those needs change. Reading Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it?
Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hey, this is Carl Bach from Free Fire Radio. Tune in from 7 to 9, Monday through Friday, for Free Fire Radio and hear what's going on in this town. Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call. KCNR 1460. Absolutely.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else. The Dana Show.
Well, everywhere you look, there's some kind of conflict of some sort of conflict of some manner. First, you have Turkey warning that all hell is going to break loose if this Syrian conflict continues, because they're warning, look, America and Russia will come to a point of war. You also have Houthi rebels again firing missiles at a U.S. destroyer. You have the offensive right now, the battle for Mosul, this is happening right now, along with the Kurdish Peshmerga and other alliances. The Iraqi military force says they want to inflict heavy losses of life and equipment on ISIS. For all of this, is busy right now. And then, of course, you have everything with the WikiLeaks emails and all of that. Joining us right now, Stephen Yates with the D.C. International Advisory, Yates DCIA on Twitter. Stephen, always so good to have you. So let's start first with Turkey's threat here, because there seems to be, and we haven't really been paying attention to any of this, quite frankly. I mean, in small amounts, because of this general election. It's just sucking up all of the space in headlines and on cable news. And so here you have Iraqi's military. They're looking to go to war with ISIS and joining, at least for now, with the Peshmerga on this. I mean, my concern with this is that even if they are successful, without some sort of, in terms of beating them back a little bit, my concern is that unless this administration is willing to commit and do what it absolutely needs to take and commit to shock and awe, they're just going to regain that ground again. What do you think?
Well, unfortunately, I think you're right on both counts, that the oxygen is being sucked out of American political discourse by the show that is our general election. And I also think that half measures are the worst possible thing we can do in the broader Middle East, if not in life generally, but it really has big consequences there. And, you know, I think that the Turkish leader sort of saying that all hell could break loose is sort of like in the wrong tense of grammar. It's already broken loose. I don't think that things have been going well at all for a long time. It's been extremely dangerous. The time to really act and try to mitigate this was a few years ago, and we can't sort of recreate the past and do that at this point without huge risks. I do think if anything is going to wipe out ISIS, it's going to have to be a shock and awe-like thing, where America does what it is uniquely capable of doing together with others, and we can destroy those geographies and those networks. But we're not in the business of building back up what comes after that. And so I don't think that this administration, frankly, has the plans, the guts to do any of these things. And I'm not terribly optimistic about Hillary Clinton having anything other than tough talk from advisors. And she certainly made a hash of the broader Middle East as Secretary of State. And so I really don't have anything heartwarming or optimistic to say on this, other than I really doubt that Vladimir Putin wants to have an all-out war with the United States. For all of the things I'd be critical of him about, I think he's more strategic than that. And when we're in retreat, we're weak, we're not really doing much, great powers take advantage of others. And so that's what's happening right now. I wouldn't take what signals are being sent by Russia now as this is the protracted future and we can't influence. We can influence by voting. We can influence by behaving differently. We just put ourselves very, very far behind the eight ball to do so.
So you think this is just Russia saber rattling at this point?
But it's a little more than saber rattling. I think that they're taking strategic advantage of us right now.
Right.
I just
True.
Find that to be natural international behavior. It's unnatural if someone wants to come to the aid. It's unnatural if there's a country like the United States that that wants to spend blood and treasure to help other people and not take something back. You know, what we see Russia doing, what we see Turkey doing, what we see these others doing, it's kind of natural. The one part of it that really bothers me most of all is I can't understand why the administration, together with, I think, the Shiite-leaning leaders of Iraq, why they waited until now to launch this offensive in Mosul. It smacks to me of also trying to influence American politics. They could have done this forever in a dog's age ago. And so now we have the United States and the current White House looking commander-in-chief-like as we close out a general election when
right.
this is not something that is actually going to solve a problem, and it's something that could have been done any time in the recent past.
Yeah, and to that point as well, because you and I have spoken about that situation at length, and even if we carry out this great, you know, which I agree with you completely on that. I think that this is, it's very Clinton-esque, and that here you have this action to sort of beef up his legacy as he enters his last 100 days in office here. But after it's finished and after the campaign is done, ISIS will get reinforcements, and then the people left to deal with it, it's going to be the Peshmerga.
That's right. That's right. And it's, you know, that is one of those things where I frankly don't understand why, even with all the hesitancy we have in the current climate, why we haven't just chosen to arm the Kurds and the people who can take this fight on for themselves. And I firmly believe in helping others help themselves. I don't believe in giving blank checks and America getting into undefined protracted conflict. But, you know, the simplest thing to staunch the bleeding a long ways back could have been working with, I think, one of the uniquely pro-freedom groups that's there in the region. I just can't explain why rational people haven't been able to prevail until now. Oddly, in the last debate, Hillary almost like burped up this idea of arming the Kurds, which has been completely verboten among Democrats for the last several years. So I can't even tell where she's coming from on that.
Right, right. And focusing on what's happening with Syria, you see all these images about Aleppo, and I don't doubt that a lot of this, I mean, it's horrific to see. It's awful. And there seem to be some in the United States that they say, okay, let's just go out and have an all-out bombing campaign, and let's finish this once and for all. Let's get Assad out of there and save all of these kids' lives. But then I also think, I don't think these people understand what exactly they would be walking into, because then that's an all-out provocation with Russia, and then it ceases being a proxy war, and then that's the point which it could turn into an all-out conflict or the precipice of maybe even a third world war, who knows?
And it would lead to just an enormous skyrocketing of civilian casualties, too. I mean, really, one of the most ruthless but clearest thinking military strategists going up through World War II was Curtis LeMay. Very, very controversial in a number of different ways. But he said, when it comes to war, you go to war with the objective of killing enough people so that the enemy loses its desire to kill more people.
Right.
And it's terrible. It's terrible. But you've got to be committed to doing that awful thing to stop the bigger awful thing. And I don't think we're at all there politically in the United States, and we have not organized a coalition to do that. And that's why we're stuck with these half measures that I think are worse than doing nothing.
It makes the whole situation worse. You hit the nail on the head. I don't know what leadership, not just in the United States, but in the world at large, has the stomach to do what is needed to do in terms of warring properly to minimize further loss of life, to minimize further loss of resources, and just get it done and stop it from continuing. Because, my gosh, I mean, I'm just looking over at this whole destabilized region right now. You have Houthi rebels firing missiles at destroyers again. You have all of this stuff going with Turkey warning over. I mean, the whole area is unstable, and we're just halving. It's all these half measures, as, exactly as you had said, which is accomplishing nothing. And to me, it seems like it's made it worse over these past 4 years.
I think it has. And you're right. I mean, Yemen, that situation has just gone on.
You called
no
that, by the way. I have to interrupt you. You called that. You called the situation with Yemen. You said nobody's watching this. Nobody's watching this at all.
That's right. And it's a hotbed that influences a bellwether for what's happening in the whole region. And so we've got an empowered Islamist regime in Iran getting buckets of cash and not lessening its aggression. You've got a Syrian civil war that has spilled beyond boundaries and created an Islamic state. We can pretend as if the caliphate isn't really a caliphate, but they seem to have held this territory for a long period of time. That's victory for them and defeat for our interests, in my view. Egypt alone, under its military leadership, has made some sense of stability, but it's under siege. And you go across the northern tier of northern Africa, knocking on Europe's door across the way. You've got turmoil in Libya, ISIS taking hold there. It's a deep, dark picture involving a large population and a large geography. And after all these years of neglect, I think it's going to be extremely hard, even as the best of leadership and the best of resources put at it, to really turn this tide. It's going to be very, very hard.
What do you make of this situation with all of these WikiLeaks stories? I see a lot of people on the right celebrating Julian Assange, which to me, I still think that that's what he did with Bradley Manning is actionable. But a lot of people on the right celebrating this. And then since it's out in the open, though, these emails regarding Podesta, these Podesta emails, particularly the one, Stephen, that's out today where it shows this quid pro quo going on between Patrick Kennedy and the FBI, hoping that they'll declassify certain emails of Hillary so that she can be further protected. What do you make of all that?
Well, on the one hand, I am not and am not going to be a fan of Assange and WikiLeaks. I believe in transparency in government. You know, I'm not going to, you know, this idea of having a CNN anchor get up and say, oh, it's illegal to even talk about these things. We're not going to report on them. Give me a break. You got some other agenda there about why you're not talking about this. But it is, I have to admit, exposing corruption that we all knew, at least strongly suspected, was going on. I would think with these disclosures, it would compel even mainstream media outlets to have to cover some of these things. But alas, to this point, I don't see it. So I think that WikiLeaks at this point is disclosing the truth. I am amazed that the Clinton people basically tried to say, oh, no, these are Russian manipulated emails or what have you. I'm like, I'm sorry. Once you do that, you just jumped onto the tiger and you now need to disclose your emails and disclose the originals. So I think that it's really exposed a lot. I just, you know, the last week has been a maddening time in American politics. I'm sure it's been sunshine and unicorns for you, too. Just this unstopping focus on these other things when the world is going to pot and the likes of Julian Assange from far away are exposing a truth that our own media won't even talk about. It's just the world's gone mad, as Dennis Miller would say.
Oh, man. How many days do we have left, Kane? What is it, 24 days? We have 22 days?
Yeah, just over 3
days.
Weeks.
We're going to make it, Stephen. We're going to get there. We're going to get to that finish line. Just 3 weeks.
I'm praying.
We can do it.
Yeah.
We'll get there. Stephen Yates, always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you for your expertise.
Thank you. Take care.
You too. Yeah, when you think about all of the stuff that's happening right now, I mean, think about this for a minute. You know what? I do feel a little bit better asking him, because basically I'm asking him, so are we going to go to war with Russia or what? Which nobody wants. But I, even though he's a tyrant, Putin is at least an intelligent tyrant and sees the damage that would be caused if you have these two, you have Russia and the United States that go toe-to-toe. That does exist, and he does want to, at least for that part. But I'm still mystified why you have so many people on the right that are celebrating Julian Assange and then even to an extent Vladimir Putin. It's like living in an upside-down world, man. Like I said, it's like I'm the sober person at the drunk party. You know what I mean? Everybody else, you're like babysitting everybody else in a way. Or you're tired, you just want to go home and play Minecraft, or maybe that's me. And everybody's lit. And you're just like, why? This party is horrible. This is a bad party. We have Florida Man on the way. And, gosh, a couple of other things that I wanted to get into as well, including how Chicago, they've been having a really bad year. You know, they've already beaten their record for homicides, firearm homicides. Last year, they've already beaten that this year, and we still have a couple of months to go before the end of the year. So Chicago, in all of its wisdom, they decided to just ban cowgirl playsets because that's what's causing all of these deaths, is these cowgirl playsets. We'll get into all of that. Right now, Super Beats, I'm telling you what, if you need all-day energy, and I have to have it, here's the thing. I can't drink caffeine or have like a bunch of soda or have coffee or an energy drink, which are horrible anyway, at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock. First off, I don't want all of that processed sugar because it negates me trying to be healthy. Secondly, I can't sleep when I go to bed that night if I have it too late in the day. This is where Super Beats comes in. Super Beats gives me the energy that I need to make it through the day. I was talking with the folks at Human, and they're the people who make Super Beats, and they were saying, well, what is it that motivates you to get out of bed every day? And I'm like, well, some days, honestly, I'm not even going to lie to you. I just want to sit on my butt, and I want to eat candy bars, and I want to play Minecraft and color my adult coloring book. I'm not going to lie to you about that. And I think that they looked at me shocked, like, well, we kind of were hoping. I'm like, that seriously, but when I have to get out of bed, particularly in this election cycle, which is awful, everything's awful, this helps me to do it because I get the energy that I need, and I'm not loading my body up with unnecessary calories or sugar. Don't be thrown off because it says beets. You don't hate beets as much as me. Like, you know, I'm sorry, but you don't. I hate them. I hate beets, but I can drink Super Beets because they use this cold drying process to preserve the nitrates that are in beets because heat destroys nitrates, which is why you're not getting any nitrates when you cook them. But they have this cold patented drying process. So they preserve it. They dry it all out to a powder. You just add 1 teaspoon and 4 ounces of water. Throw it in your smoothie. Throw it in some yogurt. And that is it. You get real energy, maintained healthy blood pressure, increased circulation. And it works within 20 minutes. I actually take it as a pre-workout when I kickbox. Get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order, regular or black cherry. You get a free book, free strips to measure your nitrate levels, free shipping, and a money-back guarantee. Seriously, what do you have to lose? Call 1-800-664-5617 or visit DanaShootsBeats.com.
Tattletale. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. We teach children that tattletelling is wrong. As adults, groups ostracize those who oust their own members. Law enforcement officers, prison guards, military members, and athletes operate on unspoken codes that shun those who tell on their fellow members. Organizations call their tattletales whistleblowers. And perhaps the most violent reactions to those who tell on their own or snitch comes from the world of gang members who will do everything from cutting a person's face 150 stitches wide for telling on one of their own to killing them. From children to governments to organizations to criminals, tattletelling is not accepted. But why? Why is it unacceptable to call someone out for doing something wrong? It's a question worth considering. For more thought-provoking questions, visit drchristianconti.com.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 1 million businesses. And right now, my listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/Dana. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Dana. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Dana.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Everyone knows it's important to take care of your vehicle, and it'll take care of you. Premier Oil Change and Havoline Motor Oil would like to help. Get up to $10 off on your oil change through October 31st while using Havoline Motor Oil at Premier Oil Change. You'll also earn bonus points towards free oil changes and other discounts with Premier Oil Change while staying in the comfort of your car. Premier serves you free soft drinks and free Wi-Fi while waiting. The wait is short. We pride ourselves on efficiency and customer service. Bring in your new car with less than 10,000 miles and your first service is on us. Havoline Motor Oil has been helping families protect what matters for over 100 years. Let us both help today with $10 off on your oil change through October 31st. Learn more the next time you stop by or go to our website at PremierOilChange.com. In Palo Cedro, Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else. The Dana Show.
DanaRadio.com. It's time for some Florida Man.
Hey, brother, it's time to check in on Florida Man.
I thought that this would have been like common knowledge, but apparently it is not. UPI has the story. A Florida woman blows up a car wash vacuum by using it on gasoline. Security cameras at a Florida car wash captured the moment a vacuum exploded while a woman was using it to clean gas from the trunk of her car. Billy Barnwell is the owner of Shuttle Car Wash in Titusville. He said his surveillance camera captured the moment that the vacuum exploded in flames because the lady was using it to suck up gas that spilled in the trunk of her car. He says, quote, it was a heck of an explosion. It just burned everything up. It scared the heck out of her. If you saw the video, you've seen it. Yes, you did.
That's science.
I saw that video. Thus, I seen it. The woman did not appear to be injured and drove off without really even talking to anybody about the blast. It's going to cost $500 to repair the vacuum. And a woman sent Donald Trump her pubic hair in response to a campaign donation request. The Florida woman, Emily Robinson, mailed Trump a clump of pubic hair. That's so not, like, not even clean. She writes to him, I'm not able to mail you my actual female copulatory organ, so I included the next best thing. So that happened.
Is that really the next best thing?
I don't think that any of that is a good thing. And it was a lot of it. And I'm like, who has that? Like, that's Tarzan stuff. Like, trim. Okay, we gotta go. Third hour on the way. Don't go anywhere.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California that includes all types of tobacco and accessories and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
This is Ted Lighty with Northern Firearms Instruction, letting you know that you no longer have to make an appointment to renew your California CCW permit. Simply navigate to readingccw.com and select a renewal class to attend. While you're there, download the renewal application and fill it out. 4 weeks from your expiration date, send in your application and your training certificate. For any questions, give me a call, 530-999-1822, or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I'll see you at the range.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. White House spokesman Josh Earnest dismissing GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump's concerns about the November 8th election being rigged against him.
The president is very confident in the ability and honesty of election officials in both parties in states all across the country to ensure that this upcoming national election is conducted freely and fairly.
Earnest noted that several battleground states have Republican governors, and presumably all of those governors have confidence in their state's ability to manage the election fairly. WikiLeaks says founder Julian Assange has no interest, or that has no internet access because it's been cut by an unidentified state actor.
WikiLeaks has told its Twitter followers that Julian Assange's access to the internet has been cut off. It's not clear exactly what that means or who's doing the cutting off, but the organization says that it's activated contingency measures to deal with the problem.
Raphael Satter reporting from Paris. An autumn snowstorm dusted higher elevations in California's Sierra Nevada Monday with several inches of fresh powder. Soda Springs, California resident Libby Butterfield says there's not much you can do.
Yes, I've lived here for a long time, and it's snowing. It's snowing early. It's always beautiful. And now I got to shovel it.
National Weather Service meteorologist Travis Wilson says maybe not. He said the last showers of the storm died off by Monday afternoon, and he says the warm weather is expected to return to the area on Tuesday. Three men accused of plotting to attack Somali immigrants in western Kansas appeared in court Monday and will be held without bond. The men are a part of a group calling themselves the Crusaders, whose members espouse sovereign citizen, anti-government, anti-Muslim, and anti-immigrant extremist beliefs. Indians go up 3-0 in the American League Championship Series, beating Toronto 4-2. Cardinals beat the Jets Monday night 28-3. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen, in store only.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Law enforcement officials say a man is suspected of leaving a backpack bomb outside a Colorado police station was spotted on surveillance video from a store where he bought a cell phone used in the device. David Ainsbury was noticeable because he's just 3 feet 6 inches tall. Meanwhile, President Obama hosts his final White House State dinner Tuesday for Italy Prime Minister Matteo Renzi and his wife. Guest and celebrity chef Mario Batali says it's an honor to be in the kitchen for this event.
I mean, a state dinner with the Obama administration in the White House, I don't know where you can go from here. I guess cooking on Mars, maybe, with the first landing of, you know, some weird societalization of an other planet, but this is as big as it gets.
Batali says his main concern is cooking for 400 guests in a tent on the South Lawn. The tables are some 200 yards from the kitchen, and he hopes to get the hot plates served hot. Gwen Stefani provides the musical performance. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The president of one of the largest police organizations in the United States on Monday apologized for historical mistreatment of minorities, calling it a dark side of our shared history that must be acknowledged and overcome.
Clearly, this is a challenging time for policing. Events over the past several years have caused many to question the actions of our officers and tragically have undermined the trust that the public must and should have in their police departments.
Terrence Cunningham says reconciliation with minority citizens begins with police acknowledging missteps of the past.
The first step in this process is for the law enforcement profession and the IACP to acknowledge and apologize for the actions of the past and the role that our profession has played in society's historical mistreatment of communities of color.
Meanwhile, the head of an officers union in Minnesota says there was no need to apologize. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
However,
this is Carl Bott. Join Crown Motors in their salute to the Veterans Celebration from October the 27th through Veterans Day, November 11th. There'll be a 10% discount on all parts and labor with proofs of service. And additionally, on November 11th, $100 from every car purchased will be donated to a local veteran organization. Join me and veterans from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and the War on Terror at Crown Motors, November the 11th from 7 to 9 a.m. to celebrate the salute to the veterans. Crown Motors and CrownMotorsReading.com, a salute to those who have served.
Getting old is never easy. Imagine what it must be like for an older animal to lose their home and be left in a kennel wondering if you'll ever know love and companionship again. At Haven Humane, older animals are hard to place but have so much to offer. If you crave unconditional love, check out the older animals and remember PAL's Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion. PAL was an amazing deaf Dalmatian that lived the life we would wish for all of our animals. Haven continues to accept donations to PAL's Fund and continue PAL's legacy.
The Dana Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoop-a-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
Let me be very clear. Donald Trump said in the first debate that we'll respect the will of the American people in this election. The peaceful transfer of power is a hallmark of American history, and elections get really tough, but the American people are getting awful tired of this two-on-one fight with the many of you in the national media doing half of Hillary Clinton's work for every day.
True. True. I mean, that is absolutely true. They do her work. They absolutely do have, they do her work for her. When we were telling you just a little bit earlier about what was the difference, Kane, like how much were they showing with like the week, they had talked about WikiLeaks, maybe like the emails, like seconds of fraction of the time.
Yeah. And it was then, like 10% of the time was on that and 90% was on Trump comments.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's exactly what it was. So I just, you know, this whole thing, of course, it's totally biased. It is completely and honestly biased. Third hour of the program. A lot to get into still. We have some polling to get into and looking at a different state, looking at a number of different states, actually. Who is it? There was a CNN poll. I'm pulling all this stuff up. Okay, so 538 right now has they have a collection of all the states. When you look at who they have forecasted to win the presidency, now they have a map where they're looking just at the states. I'm not talking about national polling right now. Now, based on this, they got Hillary Clinton at 87, Trump at 12%. And it lists all the... all the different, or just like all the states that it looks as though he is going to take. It looks like he's going, in terms of Texas and Missouri, et cetera, and it gives you the percentage by which 538 is forecasting him to take this. Now, let me pull this. I have a lot, because in looking at all of this, there was a CNN poll that came out. What is he up in? Seven in Ohio, but he's only up by four within the margin of error in Texas, which to me is a little terrifying. And then looking at some of these other ones, in Pennsylvania, I think that's going to be really hard fought. Florida, Georgia and Utah, for crying out loud, have been categorized by NBC at least as toss-ups. I was looking at the Cook Political Report as well. And I was tweeting out another one of these. There was another poll that came in, too. And this gets into, where is it? Alaska. The latest poll in Alaska shows Trump and Clinton are tied. In Alaska. Alaska's really red. There's a new Monmouth poll, Monmouth University. This goes along with what NBC and Wall Street Journal had. Nationally, they have Clinton 50, Trump 38. Now, this is just the latest. So this... Oh, can he please talk about WikiLeaks? Can we just have that? Is that possible? Can he talk about WikiLeaks instead of going after the GOP or going after... I mean, so back in 2008, Barack Obama, he was up by almost 8 points. He beat Romney by four. And one of the things that I continue to go back to, particularly in 2012, is that the outcome of the voters who go out to vote, and my friend Eric wrote something about this as well over at the Resurgent. In 2012, the turnout was higher than the polling average. The results of voting were higher than the average of polls. And it has been like that every election. Now, I know that this has been a really weird election cycle, but there are still mathematical realities. He has to get out of this funk or whatever he's in. Otherwise, you're going to be saying President Clinton. Oh, my gosh, I just got sick. Why did you make me say those words? Why? Why did you make me say these words? So this, and looking at this, Obama beat Romney by about four, and he keeps kind of shooting himself in the foot. I mean, this latest right now, he's saying, oh, everything's rigged. And like we were talking about this first hour. Granted, I completely agree. I know friends who have found voter fraud. I have friends who have entire organizations where they have gone out and fought for voter integrity, and they have had all of these departments, government bureaucratic agencies weaponized so that they go out and they target these individuals who have tried to uphold voter integrity. So I know for a fact, yes, voter fraud exists. They absolutely try to rig the system. But it's not to the extent, and heaven help us, I hope it never gets to this point, it is not to the extent where it's going to throw an election. Now, if you say, but Dana, what about if it's like 100 votes apart? Well, then granted, it could definitely come into play there, which is why it's paramount for the candidate to not allow it to get that close. You have voters who can support the candidate, but at some point the candidate has to take responsibility for his or her campaign. They have to take responsibility for their campaign. That's why. So this is... I mean, this is the latest. It's sad. So I hope that they turn this around, and I hope the campaign turns this around, because nobody wants to say President Clinton. Now, there is the argument that I've seen being made quite a bit online, where they say a bunch of folks have been saying, well, one of the reasons that he's talking about the system being rigged is he sees that he's going to lose. And so he has to put out a plausible explanation to supporters and that's why. I might be able to see that. And then there are even others who are arguing because there's all these Mediaite has the story of Trump TV. Jared Kushner's son-in-law apparently approached some investors or had a discussion with some people about creating a media entity for Trump. Now, if, and they argue, those, because there have been a few stories about this, the argument is that, well, since his brand will have been damaged, his luxury brand will have been damaged, so he needs another business, and that's what this would be. And he wants to be able to take advantage of the populist uprising and be able to monetize that. Well, that makes sense. That does make sense. I mean, that's going to have to bear out. We're going to have to see what that goes. We're going to have to see how that works. Anyway, let's go ahead and kick it into Quick Five.
It's a quarter after the hour and time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right, so looking into it. This, the latest, David Axelrod is actually suggesting that Hillary Clinton reconsider the next debate because Trump was suggesting, well, maybe we should do drug tests before the debate. And Axelrod tweets, drug testing, you have to wonder if Hillary Clinton will or should reconsider the next debate given the depth to which this has sunk. So there are a lot of people who say, oh, this sounds like a trial balloon, because this debate is scheduled for Wednesday night, this Wednesday, the final debate. Chris Wallace is the moderator. And there's now, I don't think that she's going to back out. I really don't. But then again, she still could. I'd watch and see what happens with that. Donald Trump has blamed Hillary Clinton supporters for the firebombing. Did you hear about this? The firebombing of the GOP office in North Carolina? This is insane. It wasn't just firebombed. It was also they spray painted the side of it. The GOP headquarters were firebombed in Orange County, North Carolina. I almost said California because I'm so used to those two together. And it was also spray painted. Thankfully, nobody was hurt. Hillary Clinton expressed her displeasure. She says she's grateful. She said it was horrific and unacceptable. Grateful that everyone is safe. Trump said animals representing Hillary Clinton and Dems North Carolina firebombed our office in Orange County because we are winning. Well, I think I'd really like to wait for the investigation to be in on that. Although I would imagine as someone who doesn't like him and is not a conservative, I would just go so far as to say, but you still want to be careful. Sheriff David Clark, who's a friend of the show, had tweeted that he was fed up with corrupt institutions. And Saturday he wrote on Twitter, quote, pitchforks and torches time. He was getting a lot of heat because he's the law and order guy, and he was talking about disregarding law and order with pitchforks and torches. Here's my one problem with pitchforks and torches going into that. I think that's an incredibly, now bear with me, I think it's a lazy way to go about effecting change. The easiest way, and the way that is outlined in our Constitution, is to vote and to change hearts and minds. But it would be incredibly easy. Yeah, everyone likes to think, if people think that it's going to be easier to go and get pitchforks and torches and just all hell break loose and a revolution to break loose, these are the people who are apparently saying that they can't go out and change hearts and minds of people and persuade people over to their side. So leftists are the ones who think that they will persuade people with violence, not the right. And if you think it's too difficult to persuade people, their brains and their hearts, to come to your side, it's going to be a hell of a lot harder if it gets to the revolution time. And it's always the keyboard warriors who do that. Yeah, as a very good friend said, if you can't sell freedom, you suck. So be really cautious about that, folks, because don't let your anger get the best of you, because then you're signing all our kids up for that fun stuff. And that doesn't look so good. It doesn't mean well for the country. Abandoning the method by which we would affect change because people think it's too hard and they think it's going to be easier for an actual fight. Oh, my heavens. Really? No. It's not there. This was a victory for the Second Amendment. Hot Air noted that Bushmaster, they're not going to be on the hook in the Sandy Hook case because the families of Sandy Hook were trying to sue the manufacturer which would be like suing Ford if Ford was involved in a drunk driving incident. It's they wanted to sue the manufacturer as opposed to focusing specifically on the individual that used an inanimate object in an illegal and murderous way. So they ended up getting a victory for that. The judge in the case issued a ruling. It was Soto versus Bushmaster and held that the defendants were entitled to immunity from the suit. Why should the manufacturer be held responsible when they did not specifically make that to be a tool of murder? That's not what that is. And while the decision, and Kane, you know, you say that, it was the pushback on this is ridiculous. You're right.
It absolutely is.
It was good that people are realizing you can't hold the manufacturer responsible if someone chooses to use it in an illegal manner.
Yeah.
Because then you're opening up every single manufacturer and every single entity in the United States. You're opening that up for suit.
Yeah, and their argument was that, well, this is a tool that's only meant to kill anyway. These guns are only meant to kill. Well, the thing is, no, they're meant to defend, but cars are not meant. People die by vehicle all the time, but they're not meant for that. So what is the story? You know what I mean? So it's silly to think the manufacturer of such a thing, like you said in a tweet, you said it's a lawful entity that somehow is being attacked because of the lawless that decide to do what they do.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely right. We have a quick break coming up. We also have Today in Stupidity later on. We're going to break down more polling. Obamacare premiums causing sticker shock for those who aren't receiving subsidies. If only somebody had warned everybody. If only we had all spoken out about that. Also, Chicago is banning Western cowgirl playsets and other fake gun toys because they think that's going to solve their murder rate. Not even joking in the slightest. Wait until you guys hear that. Honestly, you know, when you hear about all the times that law-abiding Americans actually use their firearms in self-defense, it was the Obama-commissioned poll study in 2013 by the CDC, you know, that anti-gun folks say doesn't exist, that concluded firearm usage is a great deterrent to criminals because criminal usage is vastly outweighed by legal defensive gun use every year. 2.3 million was the CDC's number. That's why I'm really happy that the USCCA is out there, the United States Concealed Carry Association, because they have tips for all of those law-abiding gun owners. I'm not talking about like tips when you go out to the range and things like that, but what happens after? If you're one of those 2.3 million instances of DGU a year, do you know what happens if the police were to arrive? If they arrive and they see a scene before them and you'll be detained until they can get the scene contained. That's how it is. You want to know exactly what to say and what to do, not only to help the police with the case, but because we live in a very litigious society, you don't want to get sued by the criminal who perhaps maybe tried to rape you or who just tried to rob you at gunpoint. You want to make sure that you don't give that individual an opening. And this is what the USCCA, they have all of these free guides at their website, free and easy to download. The six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive, that's one you need to get. Go to protectanddefend.com. That's the website. Check it out. It's quick and easy to download, and it's free. From the United States Concealed Carry Association, protectanddefend.com. Here we are in the midst of one of the most critical presidential election cycles in recent memory. There's a lot at stake. Are you one of many conservatives actively donating money in hopes that it will help beat Hillary Clinton? Well, you might be completely unaware, but chances are you're also donating to progressive causes just by paying your cell phone bill. Big Mobile is one of the largest donors to progressive liberal causes in the country. And if you care about where your money goes, you need to join the conservative answer, the conservative choice, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only conservative phone provider set up to fund conservative causes and initiatives. Call 1-800-A-PATRIOT today, and for switching, you'll receive a free Samsung Galaxy S7 with unlimited talk text data for only $70 a month. I use Patriot Mobile, and I appreciate their exceptional service. Use promo code Dana, and they'll waive the activation fee for you for up to two phones. Go to patriotmobile.com/Dana or call 800-A-PATRIOT. That's 800-A-PATRIOT. patriotmobile.com/Dana, and remember to use my name, Dana, to waive those activation fees.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first five classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. The cool mornings are back, and that means Carl and I are gearing up to teach our semi-annual advanced tactical courses. Both the NFI Advanced CCW course and the NFI Tactical Rifle course will be taught on November 20th at the Reading Gun Club. These are advanced courses, and students must have prior experience with the NFI training protocol to attend. Find out if you qualify to train with the best at usgunpro.com or visit us on Facebook. This is Ted Leidy, challenging you to our most demanding classes just in time for the holidays. I'll see you at the range.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time.
Tired of watching California burn down around your ears?
Tired of watching your rights stripped away?
Finally ready to do something about it?
Join us,
Red Smith
and Wynn Carpenter,
in the fight for the Jefferson Free State.
Every Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Call Dana now at 844-344-3262.
DanaRadio.com, at DLash on Twitter. I made this old talk host for this old TV show host real mad at me because I said that he was a fraud and self-absorbed. And so he goes on Twitter to prove that he's totally fraud and self-absorbed. And he got mad at me. Oh, his name's Montel Williams. You didn't know? You know who that is, right, Kane, don't you? Right?
Yeah,
he was on TV doing a... He had a show that I used to watch when I got home from school.
I thought he was saying, "This is how we do it." That's not him?
No. Although his name is Montel.
This is how we do. That's not how it does.
You have that song in your head right now, don't you?
I do.
Yeah. No, he used to... That's not him, though. It's not the same guy.
Oh, it isn't?
No. They're both named Montel.
Okay.
That guy has talent.
I see. Oh, I see.
Yeah. Anyway, so he had wanted to... Apparently, one of my old producers had asked him to come on the TV show... And I'm like, I don't really care to have him on. Nobody cares. That's okay. We're just gonna go on. So I hope he's able to maybe enjoy his day at some point because he seemed really mad about that. Didn't mean to grab you by the sorry. Quick break. More of the Dana Show when we come back.
The Dana Show.
The secret to having a great day starts with having a great night's sleep, and you'll get a great night's sleep every night once you upgrade to a Casper mattress. You won't toss and turn all night like on your old mattress. You'll sleep through the night. It's an amazing experience. Casper was invented with two high-tech foams, and it has all the support you need and guarantees that you get the best night's sleep ever. And you won't be the only one loving the Casper mattress. See, Time Magazine named it one of the best inventions of 2015. It ships for free in a box so small, you won't actually believe that it holds a mattress. And you can try it for 100 nights risk-free. They'll come pick it up if you don't love it. No questions asked. Start having great days by getting a great night's sleep. Get a Casper. Try it in your home for 100 nights with free shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com and use code DANA50 for $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. That's Casper.com, code DANA50 for $50 off of your mattress. Terms and conditions apply.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com. KCNR1460.
Do you have an aging parent who needs extra help at home? Do you have concerns about your family member driving, remembering to take medications, or eating a healthy meal? Hi, my name is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Our compassionate caregivers work in clients' homes and can help with light housekeeping, meal planning, med reminders, hygiene assistance, and much more. All staff is background checked, bonded, and insured. To make a difference in your loved one's life, call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or online at readinghomehelpers.com. When family can't do it all, your Home Helpers family can.
This is Carl and the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
This is a Shasta Regional Medical Center Medical Minute.
Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Cross. If your knee is severely damaged by arthritis or injury, you may find it hard to perform simple activities like walking or climbing stairs. If non-surgical treatments like medication and walking supports are no longer helpful, surgery may be an option. Advanced technology like Navio Orthopedic Robotic Systems help perform partial knee replacement to achieve optimal results. The Orthopedic Robotic Surgery Program at Shasta Regional Medical Center is the first in the region, and we are excited to offer patients some of the most advanced technologies available in orthopedic care.
Shasta Regional Medical Center offers the Navio Robotic Assisted Surgical System for partial knee replacement. Robotic technology allows for accurate, precise, and consistent results so you can get back to the activities you love pain-free. For more information, visit ShastaRegional.com or call 888-969-7168. That's 888-969-7168.
This is Pastor Terry Oxley of True Life Church in Bella Vista. We are living in a society where a handful of political leaders whose minds have been corrupted and depraved are making laws and life-altering decisions that affect all of us, especially our children. These insane, foolish laws are being forced on us regardless of our beliefs. Only a relationship with Jesus Christ and a commitment to live by God's Word will protect you from this moral decay. What are you doing to protect those you love from this insanity? If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit us at our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar. May be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Hello, I'm Michelle Slade from KIXC-TV and current board member of NorCal Think Pink, reminding you to start your yearly mammogram screening at age 40. We only have 3 days left to think pink.
You'll never see me far from grace.
If it's happening, Dana's on it.
It's out.
The Dana Show.
DanaRadio.com at DLash. You know, Tim Kaine, we were talking about Lion on break. It was my summer jam. It's like a facetious little video. But I cannot, it's like an earworm. And as bad as it is, I can't get it out of my head. And Kaine, like the first time he ever heard it, thought that I was injured because he was like, you must be if you think. It's funny. It's funny.
It's funny. I mean,
it's Hillary's jam, yo. It's Hillary's jam. Why you always lying? Oh my gosh. Stop. Always lying so much.
You're lying so much.
So much. You're making it hard for me. Oh man, it's our jam. Every time she talks, I hear this parody. Every single time that bass line gets in. That bass line goes in there just every time. Yeah. Like Tim Kaine, when he was talking, you're lying, man.
It's
her jam,
honestly,
man.
Honestly, though. Like you said, earworms?
Huh?
It's causing, like, popcorn in my brain or something.
It's bad.
Ugh.
But I love it to death. I love it to death.
Yes.
That's her. Marty's like, he goes,
emphasis
my ears. How dare you insult Hillary Clinton's summer jam? Because why are you always lying, Hillary? Why are you always lying? You lying so much. You lying to me. Yeah. Anyway, you want to hear something awful? So now I'm going to just be.
Somebody made
this
that.
Is going to be.
Somebody
there's a couple
that.
Of things. There's two things that are equally horrific, and I want to get into it. The first is Chicago was like, we got a really bad. It is worse than Nickelback, but it's funner. Chicago has already beat their record last year for their murder rate. They got a lot of murders in Chicago. Why you always murdering? Oh my gosh, stop murdering. You murdering so much. So now Amazon will not deliver a toy cowgirl playset to Chicago residents because a municipal law has forbidden replica toy guns. Even this pink cowgirl playset one, a Western cowgirl. It's a holster festooned. It's a pink one with a horse and a rider, a six-pointed badge and a shirt clip, and there's a little pink cap gun. And retails for $35, which I think is quite a lot for this, but that's whatever. The item cannot be shipped to Chicago residents. Why? Because they're trying to stop all of the people who are being killed with the little cowgirl playset guns. All toy guns are banned. All toy guns are banned in Chicago. You cannot sell them there now. You can't. That's their municipal restriction, which apparently New York and Boston also have. Now, what's crazy is that these municipal restrictions have existed for a couple of years, but yet now we have 571 homicides to date in Chicago alone. That's 510 of those, by the way, involved illegally used firearms, because as the superintendent of the Chicago police, Eddie Johnson, had said, it's about 1,400 individuals who are driving over 85% of the city's crime. And the homicides, last year the record was 500, now it's 571. None of them were done with toy guns, game.
But it says the Western Cowgirl set comes with a horse as well. So not only is the gun not real, but also the horse isn't real. Why are we banning this?
Yeah. Why? The horse is also not real. Yeah. By the way, Laser Wolf loved that song. And so did, and I think Stan did too.
I'm a fan of the original. The guy just didn't.
I'm just saying. So Chicago, they're going to really stop all the, why didn't those restrictions stop the 571 homicides already this year? Oh, because why didn't it stop those? In fact, it increased. All right, here's the horrible story that I want to share with you, and I think this is awful. I didn't watch this video because I knew that I would never be able to unsee it. So this guy, his name's Brendan Clark. He put this video footage on Facebook. He told his 8-year-old son of the moment that he told his 8-year-old son that his mom had died from a heroin overdose. He videotaped himself telling his 8-year-old boy that the boy's mom had died of a heroin overdose, and he videotaped it and put it on Facebook. And he said he did it as a wake-up call to people who are addicted to drugs. And he says, I'm not even going to play this on air. I can't. I mean, I can't. I watch this video. I can't do it. He says, I got something to tell you, okay? And the little boy's sitting at a picnic table, and he goes, Mommy died last night. And he goes, Mommy died last night, all right? And the boy goes, what do you mean? My mom? How? And then he goes, from drugs. And the boy just starts wailing. And he is heartbroken. This little boy is heartbroken. And his most painful moment of his entire life has been recorded and shared all over the internet. And the dad says he's a recovering addict. And he defended it by saying, this is the realization and reality of our disease. I get what he's saying. But I also think that 8-year-old deserves some privacy, don't you think? It seems like the internet is sort of torn on this. But I think that's horrible. And then Time Magazine published this huge thing on it, and now they have it all over. This is the headline. The headlines, Mommy died last night. Dad records son's heartbreaking reaction to mom's drug overdose. And he goes, the dad says, this is one of the hardest things that I had to do to tell him his mom died. Please get help so our children don't have to suffer. I get what he's saying. It's a shock moment. But it's that eight-year-old boy, his 8-year-old boy's moment. You know, what do you think, Kane? I mean, it's a wake-up call for sure for folks, but it denied this 8-year-old his right to privacy.
I've lost friends to heroin. I don't agree with the way the guy did this. I mean, obviously, the messaging is about the users themselves and what, you know, essentially what they leave behind. So I guess in that instance, there's some value there. But the reality is this kid had to go through this publicly when he didn't have to, nor did he have a choice.
Right.
And that's where I have the issue.
It is so sad to me. And I feel, I mean, this little boy, oh my gosh, it's so sad. And I just don't, like, why would you put that up for everybody to see?
Well, like I said, users, now, people that get clean from heroin, and this has been my experience, that when they end up dying from revisiting heroin, it's because they did the same amount that they were doing back when they were doing heroin pretty heavily. And then they were sober for a year or two, and then all of a sudden they go back to the same amount and they end up overdosing or dying because that's what they used to know. You know what
right.
I mean? So I see the value in showing users who you're leaving behind and how it devastates these young kids. I can see that value and where this guy may have been coming from, but I don't agree with how this was done.
That's so sad. It is so sad. I mean, anyway, it's sad to see that. And I'm not going to play it on here. I didn't put it on Facebook. I saw it on Facebook and I saw it last week but now it's hit time and I was not going to share it because I just felt so bad for that little boy. I mean, his pain is now, oh my gosh, I can't even imagine. It just made me, And I'm glad the dad's clean. You know, I'm glad he's clean. Maybe he should ask that little boy first if he wanted. Maybe he did. I don't know. But I don't know. It's just sad. It is so sad. Ugh.
You know, the one thing that it's heartbreaking, but you can't deny it's powerful. You know what I mean? Whether it's negative or positive, whether your spin, whatever it is, your spin is on it, there's no denying the fact that it's a powerful message.
One of the things that we're going to discuss a little more in depth tomorrow, including the psychology behind this, high as a kite gang member, just about beat to death, a Chicago police officer. She had refused to defend herself and shoot him. He was on PCP. Had, you know, PCP, superhuman strength. He ripped out her hair. He was beating her to death. And she refused to defend herself because she was terrified of the backlash. Other officers finally arrived on the scene, and they were trying to tase him. They had three cops tasing him, and it wasn't taking him down. Three cops tasing him, and it did not take him down. He ripped the hair out of her head. He was beating her to death brutally. She's in the hospital. So now he's been charged, part of Huff, 28 years old, because he was just beating her head into the pavement. She's got massive head injuries, a concussion, all this. So they rush her to the hospital after a bunch of cops had to pry this guy off her. And she said that she did not use her gun to defend her life because she was afraid that it was going to tarnish the police force's reputation. Superintendent Eddie Johnson went and talked with her. And she looked at me, he said, and she said that she believed that she was going to die. And she knew that she could shoot the guy, but she didn't want her family to go through hell on a national stage. She didn't want the police department to undergo the scrutiny and go through hell. She was going to sacrifice her life so that the police department and her family didn't get attacked by these social justice warriors. This guy, by the way, he was high as a kite on PCP. He ran his car into the front of a liquor store. And when police arrived, he ignored commands and he tried to flee the scene. They chased him, they handcuffed him, and he beat them both off. And Huff was the one who fell to the ground in all the chaos. And she's just this little woman. And that's when Huff attacked her, pulling her hair out of her head and beating her head on the pavement like it was a ball. And it's all on video. All of it, every bit. Her partner was screaming, let her go, let her go. Backup officers arrived. And he fought all of them off. And he kept going back to kill her. She was bleeding out of it. Just beaten her about to death. And in the video, one of the firefighters said, you know, a couple of months ago, you could have shot him. Yeah. Yep. So where are the Black Lives Matter protesters? Where are the Black Lives Matter protesters? Where are they at? I mean, this is what is amazing, because these people are not coming in support of her. Not at all. I mean, that's it. We're going to talk more about that tomorrow. I mean, that's just a devastating story. I hope she recovers. But do you see now the situation that our law enforcement has been put in? Yep. Folks, you can't anticipate what is going to happen in the future. But one thing that you can do and prepare for is making sure that your family, in a time of need because of a national or a natural disaster, that your family is taken care of and that your family is provided for and your family can eat. If you go to foodinsurance.com/Dana right now, there are three great offers for you to choose from for food insurance. This is great tasting, nutritious food. And it's, you also have gluten-free options, by the way, easy to store and prepare. 72-hour backpack kits. You can get two-week emergency supplies. You can invest in up to a year plan. These are freeze-dried foods, easy to prepare. They're nutritious. And if you're not sure what you want, because they have so many different plans to pick from, you can tailor to whatever you want for your family, they'll send you free samples. All products have a shelf life of 25 years, so it's a long-term investment. This is affordable food insurance that you cannot afford to miss. Go to foodinsurance.com/Dana. Three great offers starting at $99. Available only for my listeners. That's foodinsurance.com/Dana.
If you enjoy wine, you're sure to enjoy today's wine story. This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
I frequently encourage listeners to decant their wine or use a wine aerator. But now some wine lovers are practicing an extreme form of aeration called hyperdecanting. Hyperdecanting is the controversial practice of pulsing wine in a blender to aerate it with lightning speed. Cooking mad scientist Nathan Myroid, author of Modernist Cuisine, pioneered the technique. When you hyperdecant, a whole lot of oxygen is infused into the wine in a matter of seconds. Conventional decanting takes significantly longer when performed correctly. Decanting almost any bottle of wine will likely make it taste better because contact with air causes it to open up, releasing hidden flavors and softening those sometimes sharp characteristics. Does hyperdecanting with a blender do the same thing? Some swear by it. As for me, you'll never catch me serving any wine out of the pitcher of my blender. Unless, of course, I am making a Syrah smoothie. This is David Wilson, Uncorked. Uncorked was brought to you by my number one wine discovery of 2016, the awesome, nicely priced, gold medal winning wines of the Cardello Winery. Learn why I've predicted these wines will be a cult classic and how to get yours at CardelloWinery.com.
When I host my family, my mom says, Carol, you have this magical way of making us all so comfortable. Yes, Mom, the comfort elves work very hard at that. The truth is, I have thecompanystore.com. Everything's made with the ultimate comfort. Now, if I just had some cleanup elves.
Thecompanystore.com has been perfecting the ultimate comforts of home for over 100 years, from the finest quality bedding and bath to home decor and more. Order between October 1st and 30th to get 25% off plus free shipping with our friends and family discount. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter the code FAMILY.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
My
So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Reading Bank of Commerce started in Reading over 30 years ago and is currently the only bank headquartered in Reading. As a local community bank, Reading Bank of Commerce can provide their customers the best of both worlds. An educated and highly skilled staff who will work diligently to provide exceptional customer service, as well as innovative products, services, and technologies. In March 2016, Reading Bank of Commerce expanded their branch network to include Calusa, Corning, Orland, Willows, and Wairika. And they are focused on supporting the Northern California communities they serve. Reading Bank of Commerce will continue to offer a variety of quality products and services designed to meet your financial needs while remaining flexible as those needs change. Reading Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.